Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Shvus and the Laws of Oaths in the Sefer Hafla, which in this Perek the Rambam discusses the format, how to make an oath. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding if someone responds after someone else, as Rambam says, Echad Anishba, Echad Marba Min Yishvus Eilu Mepi Atzmai. Whether if the person goes ahead and takes these four types of oaths that we had mentioned in the previous Perek, the four types of oaths on his own, or whether even if he was imposed upon this oath by someone else. For example, someone else says to his friend, he says, I swear to you to tell me if you ate or not. And he answers, Amen, which is an affirmation. Ah, Philish be a guy, even if it's a Gentile that made him take an oath. Or he cut or mind of Anna Amen, and he answers Amen. Chayiv, he's going to be obligated, he's going to be liable. Shekala Aina Amen Achash, because whoever answers Amen after an oath, Kemaitse Shvum Epivitz, as if he has said the oath from his own mouth. And Echar Aina Amen, and this is whether he says the words Amen, or he says something which is similar to the concept of Amen. Kuyan Shama, for example, he says, Hein, yes. I'm obligated in this oath. Kibalti Elai Shavuzu, I have accepted upon myself this oath. Anything like this in any language, it's like he's taken the oath or whatever it is, Bein L'chai V'malkas, whether it's to be liable for lashes, which applies to Shavuz Bidin and Shavuz Shav, and Bein L'chai V'karbon, whether it's to be obligated in the carbon, which are by all of them except for Shavuz Shav, which, as we mentioned in the previous parak, has no carbon. Halacha Beis says the Rambam regarding taking an oath with God's name or with some other kinoi. As the Rambam says, Halacha Beis, Echad Anishba, whether a person takes the oath, again, by himself, or someone else makes him take an oath, B'shem HaMayoch, with God's ineffable name, or with other different appellations, K'goyin Shenishba, for example, let's say he swears, B'misha Shmoy Chanan, he who his name is merciful, or B'misha Shmoy Rachim, and him that he has compassion, or B'misha Shmoy Rechbam, or in he is obviously referring to God, that he has these Yud Gimel Midas of Rachim, Shmoy Rechbam, his name is slow to anger, it's anything like this in any language, it's a bona fide oath, because although it's only God's name, these are also kinuyim, these are also different variations of that, and it's in any language. And b'chein Allah, so too regarding an oath, regarding a curse, va'or and a curse, hari and shvua, they're also a term of an oath. But again, as long as he mentions one of God's names, like Kinu Mekinu, you know, one of the different appellations like we mentioned before, as Ketzah Hasor, Kohen Shama, for example, let's say he says, Ba'Allah Ayar, regarding these are different types of oaths, which is an oath with a curse, or a curse, Lashem, Tashem, Oy Lemisha Shmeichan, or for him who his name is Chanun, Oy Lemisha Shmeirachim, or to him, again, this is referring to God, that his name is Compassion, Misha Yechon Dabaplaini, that whoever's going to eat this thing, meaning he's saying this oath, which is with a curse, cursed be with God's name, whoever's going to eat this thing, va'achalei, and he eats it. There's a nishba l'shakar, so again, he has sworn falsely, and he's going to be liable for a shvuz bita, because again, this is a terminology of an oath. And so too for all the other different types of oaths, shvuz shav, shvuz bogan, shvuz edus, that we said in the previous parag, we'll also have the same halacha, again, whether he took it, someone else made him take it, he answered amen, or if he said hein, and with God's name, or with one of the kinuyin, or like it was a shvu, or like we said, Allah and Ar. Halacha Gimel says the Rambam, if someone says shvu b'Hashem, he takes an oath, in other words, he doesn't say that, even if he explicitly says he's taking an oath, he has to mention with it God's name, or in he who his name is compassionate, shloichel, he swears that I will not eat. V'achal, and he eats, which that's the classic shvuz bitui. Or he says shazu isha, that this is, meaning he's trying to say in contrast what the previous halacha was just explaining in Arura and Allah, now he's saying it in all the oaths, which that first one he just described shvuz bitui. Or he says shazu isha, this is a woman, and really behu isha, and it's a man, which that's a shvu shav, as we explained. She'en lecha biyadi klum, he says, you don't have anything by me, v'yeshli, he does have, which that's a shvuz habikadin. She'en yideh lechaitz, I say, I don't know testimony. V'hu yideh, and he does know that's a shvuz edus. Again, there is a chayiv, he's going to be liable where, as we said, is the same thing as we said in Orah and Ol, that's going to be the same thing that applies where if he's taking a God's name or in the kinui, again, it's going to be the same thing. Halacha Dal says, Ram, Amar Allah, Ay Orah, Ay Shvu. Let's say he says any one of these terminologies, the Allah, which is the oath with a curse, or Orah is a cursing, whoever, Ay Shvu, or an oath. But he does not mention God's name or any of the appellations. Or he's a Asr Badavish and Ishbalab. He is bound, which is what Asr is, in the thing that he swore regarding, because he did take an oath. Aval ain't a loika, but let me be carbon. But he will not get lashes, will not bring a carbon. Im of Ashvas, if he violated his oath, Ashiyah Bashem and Hashem is Rechadman, until, like we said in the previous halachas, that it's one of God's designated names, the kingdom of the Kanoin, one of the biblical appellations, like we explained. Now, the Ram Halachai actually explains that this, what's the language of the oath? As Ram says, it's not only the oath itself. Even the appellations of the oath, I mean, we spoke about God's name, like it's called like a nickname, but even in the oath, Kishvu will have the Halacha like an oath. For example, if the people in that place were not eloquent, that they didn't speak clearly, rather they had these mixed up languages. Instead of saying the word shvu, they said shvusa, shkuka, which is it's an offshoot of the word itself. Or they were Arameans, which really their language in Aramaic, the targum of shvu is maimasa. But the ilgim, the people that are ignorant, they have some type of a deviation of the word. They say instead of maimasa, say moiha. But since the person said a word, a language, that the understanding and the idea is about an oath, is going to be obligated, going to be liable, like saying the actual terminology of oath itself. And Allah says, someone says, love, shtei pa'amim, derech shvuah, says, no, two times, in the format of like an oath, he says, yes. The Hiskar Shema Kinney mentions God's name, or one of the other names of Hashem, here's a condition, but it's like taking an oath. I mean, I didn't say the word Shavuah. I didn't say Allah Ar. But saying that is a way that people, like, they're not just saying yes or no. They're like saying it two times to show, like, I swear by that. That will also have the halacha like an oath. And v'chein yamin. So too, God's right hand is a Shavuah, is an oath. Usmoil. And so too, the Hashem's, so to speak, left hand. Where if someone says, Hashem's right hand, I will not eat this loaf. Or he says, by Hashem's left hand, Shavuot, it's an oath. Hashem says a pasuk in Yeshaya. Nishba Hashem b'mina. Hashem swears with his right hand, so to speak, u'bizrei uzay, and in the might of his arm. So you see that there's that's considered an oath. And v'cheinayim v'sotu, someone says, miftu shalei esekach v'kach. Utterance that I will not do such and such a thing. B'hiske Hashem akinu, and he mentioned God's name or akinu. There is a Shavuot, that's going to be an oath, because the pasuk says, oy miftu sefasa, asher asal nafsha. The person is making himself asher al nafsha, how? B'miftu, with saying this terminology of miftu. Halacha Zayin says, Ram, let's say, Amar, let's say, says, isar l'Hashem, that this is forbidden for the sake of Hashem, which he says, isar, I will not eat this loaf of bread. Oy l'misha shmei chan, or for him who his name is chanun, that I will do, I will not do. Since he said in the terminology of an oath, again, is going to be like an oath. So although he didn't say the word oath, again, as long as the meshmoik in Ninyana is an oath, it will have the same halacha as an oath. Now, halacha has the Rambam discuss what's known as hatfasa. What if shamach haver nishba? He hears his friend take an oath. Vaman, he says, Vaniku myself says, and I'm like you. So he didn't do anything. Didn't say a word of an oath. Didn't say a variation of an oath. He just said, I'm like you. So since he did not utter an oath or even any wording that seems to indicate like an oath, he didn't say that from his mouth. And his friend neither didn't make him take an oath. So he's a potter. So he's going to be exempt from malchus and makarbon. Now he is obligated, obviously, to do what he had said, which is to be like that person. But he's not going to be liable for the unique halachas of a shvuah. This is what's known as grabbing a hold of someone else's shvuah, shupater, which he's going to be exempt because, again, he didn't really make an oath himself. Halachas v'chein, so too im nishba. So too, regarding exemptions, regarding the liability of an oath, im nishba, let's say he swore, shlo oichel basazeh, I'm not going to eat this meat. And then he says, he says, oh, and this bread should be like this meat. So, although he swore that he's not going to eat the piece of meat, but hatfasa could be not only in individuals, but it could be in the objects too. Hari apat la'apaz, he can be exempt on the bread. Shari lahoit eshvu mepiv aleho, he didn't say a wording of oath on the bread itself. El hatfisa, rather grabbed a hold from the oath of the bread, from the meat, and imposed it onto the bread. Now, avav pi shupatim in the malchus and the carbon, like we said in the previous regarding the person, although he's going to be exempt from lashes and from the carbon, but also the lechel oisa pasha etel bashvu, but he is going to be forbidden to eat that bread, that he grabbed a hold from the oath, from the meat, onto the bread. Halacha Yud, the Rambam qualifies the obligation of the oath that it has to be that one's mouth is the same as one's intention. as Ram says, Mishnah Skavna Shavuos, someone was intending to say an oath. V'gama b'libo, shalei yechal yam, and he had in mind that he's not going to eat today. Or shalei yechal, he's not going to drink. V'shadav ze osala b'shavuos, and this thing should be forbidden on him as an oath. But v'lohoit v'sos, he didn't utter it from his lips. He's a mut, this can be permitted, like he says in the Pasuk v'yikra, levati p'svasayim, to utter with his lips. Which says the Rama, in the Neshbachai, the one who takes the oath is not obligated, Asher Yitzi in Shvun Besasim, until he actually brings forth that idea of the oath from his lips. So to the other way around. Let's say if someone made up that he's going to take an oath. He ended up uttering something that he did not have an intention in his heart. So he's a mutter, so that's going to be permitted because again, you don't have what's called pivali b'shabin, you don't have your mouth the same as your heart. As Ram says, Ketzer Haso. Let's say someone had in mind, he's going to take an oath that he's not going to eat by Reuven. When he came to take the oath, he swore he's not going to eat by Shimon. But that's not what he had in mind to say. He's a mutter lechem Reuven, so he's permitted to eat with Reuven, because he didn't utter it from his lips. And from Shimon, he's also permitted to eat with Shimon, but that was not in his heart. So each one was missing the other variable. Halachid Beis says Ramachin Shar Minishvasotu regarding other types of oaths. In the Chayiv at Shia Pibali B'Shavin, you're not obligated, not liable until your mouth is the same as your heart. Therefore, if Nishbech B'Fenein Shleichal Yoyim, if someone, let's say, swears in front of us that he's not going to eat today, V'Achal Ni'et, V'Hizubay, and they're warning him, and they say, hey, and he says, the person says, Ani Lohayi Balibi Elish Shleitz Hayyam. What do you mean? I only had in mind that I'm not going to go out today. My tongue made a mistake and it said the words eat, but I had in mind to go out. That was not in my intention. And the lake is not going to get lashes. Until he has to first admit in front of witnesses before he eats, but that he did swear regarding the eating. Or another way that he would be liable is, let's say he accepted the warning. He didn't claim that at the time that he's being warned, saying, oh, I made a mistake, it's not true, that's not what I had in mind. Even though he makes that claim afterwards, in Shemalai, we don't list him, because obviously it's just an excuse after he had already committed his sin. So they warned him, and he says, I never swore, I never took a vow, or the Girsa would be really without the word Ella, I never made a vow on this thing. Then after that, they testified on him that he did swear, that he did take a vow. Amay says, that's what it was. So he starts admitting, because they testify regarding him. He says, oh, you're right, I did say, but I didn't have that in mind. I really had a stipulation in my heart when I had taken the vow, and when I had said the words, that I whispered it, that if the condition is fulfilled, then the neder should take effect. If not, it shouldn't take effect. Again, ancient Malay, in these situations, we don't list them because obviously it's just an excuse, but like, and then he's going to get lashes. But again, if we didn't have any one of these types of like cases, but rather they warned him and he says, well, it's not true, I didn't mean to say that, well, then he would be exempt because he knows what's in his heart, and it's only if people leave Yishav. Alechi Gimel says, Ram creates a simile, Amrullah, let's say, tell him, Ishtacha Nadara, your wife took a vow. Vaman, he says, I believe Bihai Lahavrullah. He says, what I had in mind to do it, and actually be a farti, and I actually nullified a vow. So Shemalai, so we listen to them. Amulai, let's say they tell him, Nadara, she took a vow. Well, I mean, he says, Lay Nadara, what are you telling me? She didn't take a vow. They came in Shiro Isam Hiido Allah, but then once they saw that they're testifying that she did on him, making it problematic for him, because now his wife is obligated to her vow. Amay says, oh, believe her lahafer. I had in mind to nullify her vow, and meaning he means to say, and I did nullify her vow. Here, Ein Shemalai, and this is what's just related to the previous halacha, we don't list him, because obviously that's just an excuse, where although he's believed generally to say that he was made for neder, but here we could obviously realize it's just an excuse, because he realized that the witnesses are making it, that overriding what he's claiming, and therefore then we don't believe him, post the situation. Going back to the halachas, of, let's say someone had in mind that he's not going to eat wheat bread. And what did he swear? He didn't say wheat bread, he just said, I'm not going to eat bread. So he's going to be forbidden in wheat bread. And the reason is shepaschidim pashma, because wheat bread is called, quote-unquote, bread. So his mouth is not refuting what he had in mind. He's not going to be forbidden all bread, he's going to be forbidden only what he had in mind. But the fact that he didn't say it, he did say it, because bread is generally, is when we say bread, it means wheat bread. So therefore, that will be including his intention, and thus forbidden in wheat bread. Now, look at this, Rabbi Ram continues regarding, what if a person takes a vow, what's called das achayim, on other people's understandings. As Rama says, Misha nishba b'amav, someone swears and he says, Shvu shal oichal yam, I swear I'm not going to eat today, v'al daitchim ani nishba, and it's with your intentions that I'm swearing. So in this situation, you can't say, oh, well, I had in mind such and such. Because his oath was not on his intentions. It was dependent on other people's intentions. Since his mouth and their intentions were the same, so Chayiv is going to be liable, because now their intention took over what his intentions are. All other oaths, if he does it al daitum, then he's going to have the obligations for their intentions. It's no more obligated, not no more bound up with his intentions. Now look at the Zayin. So lefikach, therefore, it says the Rambam that since if someone swears based on his own intention, he could say that was not my intention. Rather, this and this I had in mind. And it's only when he swears based on al das achem, then he can't claim that. So kishmeshbin hadiyon nesinish. But therefore, when the judges make the defendant take an oath, they tell him, it's not with your intention that we're making you take an oath, because generally he can get out of it and he can say one thing and really have in mind something else, and there was not an oath. No. And that's when you're going to consent to make a vow based on our intention, and therefore you can't get out of it by saying, oh, I had in mind something else. Halakha Zayin, the Rambam says, what's if someone retracts from an oath? Says Mishnah Nishba, let's someone took an oath. Well, you pivot libra shab mishwen, doing everything right for it to be a valid oath. His intention and his mouth said the same thing. Now, once the thing becomes forbidden, immediately he retracted. But the amount of time that it takes to say what? This amount of time that it takes for a student to tell his teacher, peace be on you, my teacher. It's a greeting, which is obviously a very short amount of time. But in that amount of time, he says, this is not an oath. I regret this, or I'm retracting. Or anything that's a similar type of idea, that the idea is that he's permitting what he made forbidden. There is a mutter, sense can be permitted. The oath is uprooted. Because that is similar to someone who makes an error. Where, if let's say he says what he didn't have in mind in his heart, which Ram already said, that's going to be permitted. Here also, which obviously from the fact the person is quickly saying, oh, no, I regret that he really didn't intend to, and although he said it, so therefore has the same halacha as someone who made an error, and it's not going to be considered as an oath. Halacha yudches. So too, let's say, others, if they tell him, within the amount of time that it takes to say, Shom Lech Rebbe, what's called Techidei Dibur, from his oath, they tell him, Chazar Bach, back out, Oymutlach, or it's permitted for you, or things similar to that. The Kibbal Mamet Techidei Dibur, and he accepted what they said within that amount of time, and he says, Hen, yes, or I retract, things similar to that. Again, there is a month that can be permitted. But from Achidei Dibur, it was after that amount of time, in Yoch Lazabai, it's already too late, it's already an oath, and he cannot retract anymore to make it like as if what he said was not said. Let's say someone takes an oath, and then in his heart, he's right after he's like, oh, he like backs out the moment he says it, and he's like, oh, it's nothing. So if others tell him, back out, it's permitted for you, or it's your pardon. And in his heart, he's like, yes, but in that amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Lech Rabbi, and the klum again, it's nothing until he actually says the retraction with his mouth, just like the oath itself was uttered. So to the retraction, to be accurate, also has to be uttered from his mouth.